And we're back here in the studio for our Fun Drive Concert Stories Editions. Here in the studio with me is Marion Royal. Hi, Marion.
Hey, Pam.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Never been on the radio before.
Well, hey, new experiences. There you go. We've had a few of those new experiences together, haven't we, over the years?
Mm-hmm.
So, Marion, when we were talking about this, you had a couple of concerts that came to mind right away. And the first one was
the one by Foreigner when Jukebox Hero first came out.
Yeah, which must have been early 80s.
Yeah.
Like 81, 82,
something like
somewhere
that.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So should we listen to that to
sure.
start us off?
I love it. Sure.
All right. Where'd you go? Tell me first where you saw this concert.
It was in Albuquerque. And I think it was the first concert I went to with Carl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And you two are still together. That's kind
yeah,
of, you know.
Yeah. Poor guy. He stuck with me. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So Albuquerque, was it a big venue? Was it a...
It was pretty big. I think it was in Tingley Coliseum, which is huge.
Is it?
And the thing that I can remember is they had the hugest blow-up jukebox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on stage. They blew it up for that. And I had never really paid attention to the fact that there's a saxophone in there. And the saxophone player had an awesome solo. It was great.
Oh, nice.
I think maybe that's why I liked it so much. I liked the sax, and he was just awesome. It was cool.
Very cool. So we're going to do a little Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. Oops, wait a minute. Somebody switched everything up on me. So we're going to change that. And sorry, Marion.
It's all right. Better you than me. I have no idea what I'm doing over there.
I barely do. Everybody's like, oh no, Pam's in charge of the board. Yikes. Okay, there we go. So, Jukebox Hero.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene, put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Jukebox Hero, got stars in his eyes.
Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. I'm here with Marion Royal. Hi, Marion.
Hey, Pam.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
That was pretty cool. So we were looking up because we couldn't remember saxophone in that song. Mm-mm. So we looked up to find out, okay, there must be a saxophone in one of these songs. And it turns out it's Urgent, which we're going to play a little bit later in the set list. So very cool.
Yeah.
So you went to Foreigner in mm-hmm. Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and we kind of figured out that must have been 81, 80. Mm-hmm. 80, somewhere in there.
I think so.
So what other concerts have you gone to?
I've been to three. Yeah.
Three.
I always wanted to go to more than that, but my first one was Nazareth, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know.
Really, Marion?
I know. I had heard a couple of their songs. A friend was going, and I thought, okay, they're good. And then I went, and I went, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into?
Was this prior to the Foreigner?
Yes, yeah, it was. Been, huh? Oh. I think it was between my junior and my senior year. I was like, oh, okay.
Learn something new yeah. every day, don't you?
Exactly. I was like, wow, that was interesting. The light show was pretty cool.
That's cool. I know Marion. Well, I've known Marion for years, but we know each other because we both work occasionally in the auditorium on lighting. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the cool things about concerts, if you're kind of a lighting geek, mm-hmm. is watching all the stuff that they mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. And I always, when Eagles are my favorite, and when I lived in Santa Fe, they were coming like annually. Mm. And I, when I turned 16, I planned a party for my birthday, and it just turned out that was the same night that the Eagles were playing in Albuquerque. And I was like, okay, well, they've been the last 3 years. Okay, I'll go next year. Guess what happened?
They didn't show up.
They disbanded.
Bummer.
I know, it was awful.
So did you ever get to an Eagles concert?
I finally did when I did my Tinkerbell run. Carl said, they're playing in L.A. 2 days after. You need to stay. And they were doing their history tour. So
this is like 20 years later, right?
30 years later.
And,
well,
you know, it was well worth the wait,
I bet. It was good, but it was kind of anticlimactic.
Oh, was it?
Well, you know, because I think probably because I'd been wanting to go for so long.
Sure.
But it was also, it was a lot of talking about the history of the thing. And then they did play their music, but it wasn't. You know, but it was still good. I'm glad I went.
Oh, good.
I'm glad I went.
Besides that, you ran the Tinkerbell run. You better fill in the listening audience. What the heck is a Tinkerbell run?
It's a half marathon that is run through Disneyland.
With a tutu.
I did. My sister and I ran, and I had a tutu on. Yes, I did. I did. And you run through Disneyland. It starts at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
I know. Because they want everybody done by the time.
The time it opens. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wouldn't be enough time for me. It'd have to be 12 hours. I could maybe be done by the time the park closes.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you've done that more than once, didn't you?
Not the Tinkerbell. I did the Tinkerbell, and then my other sister and I did the rock and roll in Vegas.
Was that fun?
No. The problem is they do it late. They start at 4:30 at night.
Oh.
So that you can run the strip with the neon lights.
Oh.
And I will tell you, trying to figure out when to eat, and I was tired.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was, my sister and I said never again at 4:30 in the afternoon.
No.
Are we going to start a half marathon? It was bad.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to come out and do Run the Rock again.
Well,
I
know,
October.
I do. Yep.
Yep.
I'll do
you
that.
Usually do that.
Yep. I'll do that.
Bear crawl in June.
Oh, I know. Bear crawl's
Are you
out.
Training a group this year for the bear crawl?
No. But we have quite a few classes there at a balanced mm-hmm. approach that will work.
Okay. That's good. Because the bear crawl is June
18th. And I'm here this year. I was gone
good.
Last year.
Yeah.
I was here the first year, and that was so cool. And I'll plug it here. You guys need to do it. You get to play like little kids. It is so much fun.
It is, and we're going to add some stuff this year to make it
cool.
even more fun.
I'm
missed.
Excited.
We had a better mud pit last year.
Cool.
So we're going to have an even better one this year.
Come play.
So, play in the mud.
Yeah, exactly.
June 18th, KMXT's bear crawl.
That'll be fun.
So you finally got to see the Eagles in Santa Fe? Was that
where
it was?
No, it was in L.A.
L.A., okay. We've got a couple of numbers here from the Eagles, so we mm-hmm. can play one of those if we want. Mm-hmm. This is Seven Bridges Road, which is an awesome song. I love mm-hmm. this song, too, by the Eagles. Let's do this.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as
singing along
you
is optional. I love that song.
Oh, I do too.
It's just an awesome tune by the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Bridges Road. And so, Marion, you know, you go to concerts once in a while. You've only been to three, which is about what I've been to, too. You know, we're kind of lame geeks, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right. So, but you are, you do personal training here in town, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I kick butt.
You kick butt.
I kick butt.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I know that one of your students is a longtime KMXT supporter and actually on-air host many years ago.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
By the name of Linda Freed. And for those of you who don't know, she and Alan Schmidt are husband and wife team, and they both worked here for... didn't work, but they were volunteers here many, many years ago. So I think we have a little bit of a challenge for those two, don't we?
I think we should challenge them, yes.
Yeah. So what's the challenge?
I think that they both need to come down here and talk about their concert experiences back in the 70s.
Yep. I do, too. So Linda and Alan, if you're listening, you should give me a call in... I'll be off the air in about a half hour. You can give me a call then, and we'll set you up with a time.
Yeah.
We want to hear your stories.
If I can do it, guys, you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do it. Besides, they're old hands.
Exactly.
They used to run all this stuff. So let's, should we continue with another Eagles tune?
Sure.
From that concert that you went to? Did they play this one?
Yes, of course.
Of course. This is sort of like the iconic Eagles tune that everybody recognizes. Everybody recognizes the guitar lead in. And if you don't know this song, well, I want to know
Bob
the
Rocker,
rock
yeah.
you have been living under. Here we go.
said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Hotel California, for those of you who didn't know. And again, what rock have you been under? So, Marion Royal is in here sharing some tunes with us and some concert memories. And just some memories about music in general. There comes the breeze. Whew, that feels good. The studio gets a little stuffy sometimes. So, Marion, you've been here in Kodiak now for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a while. And I know that you are currently, you kind of do a mix of things. You are a personal trainer, and you do Dove Chocolate.
I do Pampered Chef.
And Pampered Chef.
And bookkeeping.
Yep, and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just keeping busy. Keeping busy. Yeah, that's a good thing. So this next song, tell me about this next song.
This one, I swear, I must have been, I want to say like in grade school when I heard this. For some reason, I know this for a long, long time. Of course, Three Dog Night, that was probably back, probably was back in the 60s when I was in grade
Well,
or late 60s.
Late 60s, maybe
early
70s.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I just always, I don't know why, liked the song. And I remember being little when I first heard it. And not until like a couple of years ago did I find out who actually sang it.
Seriously?
Oh, well, come on, Pam. You remember me. I don't remember who sings anything. And then I went, oh, Three Dog Night does that. Oh, cool. Okay. And then I remembered. Of course, you know, they do Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, too. So
that's
I was like,
true.
Wow, one and same people. Okay.
They do. They do. They did a number of good tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
All right. So we're going to play One by Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Columbus is the number one.
You know, I know I have that album, but I actually think I had that. I think that might have been the flip side of a 45, but I can't remember which one. One. That's a good tune.
Yes, it is.
Good tune. Three Dog Night, One. You said you'd been to three concerts?
Nazareth.
Nazareth. That's the one I forgot. Okay, Nazareth, Eagles, and Foreigner.
Yeah.
Interesting mix.
Yeah.
Particularly the Nazareth thing.
I know.
That was pretty
like
interesting.
I told you, that wasn't anything like I expected.
No, I bet it wasn't. So, well, you've got three songs here. What would you like to play next?
Witchy Woman.
All right, let's do that. And then we'll be back.
Sparks fly from her fingertips. Echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight. Ooh, witchy woman, see how we'll be right back.
her room, and she drove herself to madness with a silver spoon. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, she got the moon in her
I like that so much I want to play it again. Oh, did you get the wrong headphones on? Better? Okay, there we go. Witchy Woman, the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Great air guitar play-along stuff.
Yes.
Or singing, or, you know, whatever.
Dancing?
Marginal. Marginal for me, anyway. Okay, I'll just do this quickly. You're listening to KMXT Kodiak, 100.1 FM and HD, and we're streaming live on the web at kmxt.org. So, we're legal now, and we're going to actually go out on the song that has the saxophone solo from Foreigner that we were talking about that Marion remembered from her second concert that you went to, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right, so here is Urgent by Foreigner, and thank you very much for coming in and sharing your stories, Marion.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for helping me out so much.
Oh, not a problem. It's been fun to have you here.
Thanks. I've had a good time.
All right, good. So, Linda and Alan, did you hear your challenge? Come on in. Okay, here we go. Junior Walker with a screaming sax solo there in the middle of that. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten about that. That was great. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good workout tune, Marion.
Yeah, very good.
Not that you're going to find me there, but it'd be a good workout tune.
We'll get Mike.
Oh, there you go. A challenge.
Did you hear that, Wall?
A challenge to Wallini. So, Marion, thanks again for
coming in.
That was a lot of fun.
Thanks. I had a good time.
Good. See, it's not so bad.
No, it's not.
Doesn't bite.
No.
Doesn't hurt.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty fun.
Volunteer.
Linda and Alan. Come on. The challenge is there.